A fog of uncertainty creeps across financial markets as negotiations over Greece's debt hit an impasse. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Greece is demanding relief for some of its debt burden that's caused years of tough austerity. European donor countries see this as a call for a new bailout and are resisting. Last night, negotiations in Brussels broke down. Commerzbank of Germany today raised chances that Greece could be pushed off the single European currency. Michael Taylor is a senior analyst at Oxford Analytica, a political consulting company. Dr. Taylor, good morning.
Good morning.
Some market participants have seen a prediction that there's now a 50-50 chance that Greece might be forced off of the euro and back to the drachma. Do you think that's overdone, or is that in line with your thinking?
No, I think it's about right. I think the really worrying thing is the really low level of goodwill between the Greek negotiators and the eurozone. That was quite marked from when yesterday's meeting broke up early, and some anger in some sides.
It's so interesting, Dr. Taylor. What I'm not hearing from you is, oh, this is just a bunch of brinksmanship. They'll fix it by the end of the week. I do hear concern in your voice.
I think the risk has increased. There's one element to be aware of. The Greeks are quite capable of sticking their heels in because the government has this popular support, which has, if anything, increased since the election. And they had this wonderful, this tradition of they said no to the Italians back in 1940. They have an actual national day called Occhi Day, the day when they said no to an ultimatum from the Italians. It's quite possible that the Greeks would bring down the temple on themselves. And on the European side, I see kind of an increasing impatience with Greece.
We'll see how this develops as the week goes on. Michael Taylor, senior analyst at Oxford Analytica. Dr. Taylor, thank you.
Thank you.
People of color face bias, either unconscious or conscious, and when it comes to being hired and promoted, now there's new research showing that bias may be exacerbated for job candidates who self-identify as black rather than as African American. Marketplace's Noel King reports.
In the study, white participants were shown one of two identical job applications. One candidate identified as black, the other as African American. Erica Hall, a professor at Emory University, is a co-author of the research.
The participants who viewed the black application thought that this candidate was lower socioeconomic status, had lower education, and was less likely to be in a managerial position.
Hall says even if a candidate doesn't self-identify, the professional organizations they belong to, say the African American Student Union or the Black Lawyers Association, can also be consequential, which is frustrating to Ginny Clark, a partner at Knightsbridge Human Capital Solutions, who specializes in diversity recruitment.
Now to make a further distinction that someone is affiliated with the Black Student Union versus the African American Student Union, come on!
Clark says hiring managers need to be trained to recognize and confront unconscious bias. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
There's talk, not confirmed, that Etsy might try to sell stock to the public sometime this winter. The online marketplace for crafty, arty people has not confirmed this. And new competitors are jumping in, as Grace Hood reports.
Crafters have traditionally turned to YouTube for free videos, like this one on how to make quilts on a regular-sized sewing machine.
And I call this the squish-squish-flatten method, which sounds, maybe, I don't know, really technical, but it's really not.
Lately, a growing number of crafters are willing to pay to learn new skills, and they're turning to companies like Creative Bug or the Denver-based company Craftsy.
I'm going to show you five different methods for handling a large quilt. In breaking it into different pieces or doing the whole thing.
Compared to the free YouTube video, this Craftsy tutorial looks pretty slick. Students pay $35 for 8 lessons. Craftsy founder and CEO John Levesay says this course has been a blockbuster.
It's a skill that scares people because they spend a lot of time making this beautiful quilt, and then when they go to sew it together, people are afraid they're going to wreck it.
Craftsy seeks out the best instructors across 16 categories like cooking and woodworking. What makes the classes, Levesay explains, are the social features Craftsy has built into the courses.
While we wanted to capture the anytime, anywhere nature of online learning, we also wanted people to be able to ask their instructor a question, ask fellow students questions, and to interact with others.
And it's paying off. In 2014, the company nearly doubled its revenue, bringing in $43 million. In November, the company raised more than $50 million in venture capital. IBIS World industry analyst Zeeshan Heder says the appeal for investors is the company's large potential customer base.
For example, you know, there are more than 21 million plus quilters that spend anywhere around $4 billion annually on quilting.
Right now, Craftsy has just 6 million registered users, and there's room for growth. Many millennials are interested in do-it-yourself fashion, which Craftsy's also tapped into. On the company's website, you can learn how to make your own jeans, skirts, shirts, even your very own undergarments. I'm Grace Hood for Marketplace.
And there's news today that Alibaba of China will not hand out red packet stuffed with cash to its employees, as is its Chinese New Year tradition. The CEO of the e-commerce giant, Jack Ma, said that, quote, exceptional accomplishments were not achieved in the past year. Alibaba's stock offering raised a record-breaking $25 billion last September, but its most recent profits were a miss, not a hit. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.